My birthday is coming up, and I mentioned that on the last episode, and I'm going to be 39, so I'm recording this on the 11th. I mean, it's barely the 11th. It's 12:37, but I'm recording this on the 11th, and my birthday is on the 17th. You can send me Amazon gift cards, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. No, you don't have to do that. I'm just kidding. So I don't know how I feel about that. This is going to be my last year as in my 30s. So I think, as Big Fatty says it, I think I've already completed my 39th year. Am I starting my 40th year if I'm 39? And I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, 40, not that it's old. I mean, it's not super old, but I've mentioned this before, but I had interns this summer.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've mentioned this before. It's super old.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One. This is episode 2493 of the BFO for Thursday the 17th of August 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I gotta pull more cards in the mail. Ant, can you hear that? Can you? Yes, everybody, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, geekies, big. Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're geekies today. I tell you what. Before I tell you why you're geekies, let's do this. So y'all, here we are just 1 week after Big Brother's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, he came to the longtime listener of the BFO, came to the first Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. And I want to say he lives up in the Ohio or Indiana or someplace like that. I'm probably wrong about that, but anyway. But y'all, it is the Mola Man. Big Fatty, the Mola Man. Was he born at 2:30? No, I don't think so. That's when you need to go to El Dentisto. Oh, okay. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he's one of the co-founders of the Pride 48 and the host of the Dubious Intentions and the Geeky Gay. Y'all, it is none other than old Crooked Hat himself, that Adam Burns. Oh, Big Fatty! y'all, if you see Mola Man or the old Crooked Hat Adam Burns on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, you know that Mittens is going to, right after the stroke of midnight, he'll have surprises for old Crooked Hat, it's true. But y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, you've already said that. And I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday!
Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, I went to the Von's East during my lunch hour, and y'all, I picked up a few things. You know, I've got house guests coming in town this weekend. Y'all, I picked up a little pint of a half and half just in case they like cream in their coffee. Big fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all got some a can of biscuits in case I need to make some sausage biscuits. Y'all picked up a couple of limes. Oh, Big Fatty, you know you'll use those. Y'all, they had the Ruffles potato chips, buy one, get one free. So I got the jalapeno ranch and the all dress. That's evidently some sort of a northern Mexican thing. And I took those to the coal mine for the little treat. Y'all picked up a bag of the Bugles. Y'all, do you like the Bugles? Do you take them out and put them on your fingers so it looks like you got the witch's fingernails? Be very vulgar. Y'all picked up some chicken tenders. I'll tell you why in just a moment. Y'all, they had the Magnum ice cream bars. Buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon. On top of that, y'all, that I got me a Boston butt roast. Betty, speaking of Boston butt, that's Brian in Boston bringing his butt. It's true. y'all got some... couple of bags of the Garden Solid. They were buy one, get one free. Got a tube of Jimmy Dean sausage. Y'all, I had a coupon for some Jack Daniel's pulled poke, barbecue poke, and it was on sale, so I got that. I'm gonna have that for my supper tonight. Y'all, I got some Texas toast salt and pepper croutons for my Garden Solids. Y'all, they had the little stuffed chicken bazooms, buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon for that, so I got one of those. Got a half dozen eggs. And y'all, they had the good Southern Cobb Solid on sale this week. Y'all, I spent $44.23. But I saved $28.35. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I see. Y'all, did you go over to the BFO at noon yesterday and take a look at all the cans and giftettes and all? Y'all, the only giftette I couldn't get on there is my gift card that Gus Chan sent to me from that lesbian shopping service, the Amazon. And y'all, now I've gotten a postcard today, and y'all, it's some sort of, it looks like a mermaid or something. I don't know what it looks like. It's a freaky mermaid, Big Fatty. And y'all, it says the Dolly Museum, St. Petersburg, Florida. It says here, detail of mermaid inside the Dolly Museum, Rainy Rolls. Homage to Salvador Dali's Rainy Taxi. I have no idea what that means. But y'all, it is from that Moose P. And Moose P says, greetings from the Dali Museum. Moose P. That's short and sweet. And Moose, thank you so much. I didn't know you were going on a trip down to the Dolly Museum. When you went in, were they playing Hello Dolly, Big Fatty, you silly? Y'all, and then I got another card, and y'all, I think I know who this one is from, because it's got a picture. It's got a picture painted on the front of it, and it's got a birthday cake on there, and it's just a big party. And y'all, we'll go open it up here and see what we got. Oh, Big Fatty, look! Oh, y'all, and it's a frog, and some sort of, I don't know if that's a lightning bug, I don't know what that is. It's some sort of bug-eyed bug. Big Fatty and a bug-eyed frog, too. And it says, happy birthday, our Big Fatty. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. Things are getting back to normal-ish here. Hope you're well, Gus Chad. Big Fatty, we love Gus Chad. It's true, we do. And Gus Chad, y'all, I'm telling you, this man has more talent in his pinky finger than Big Fatty has in his big old butt. Big Fatty, y'all, speaking of big old butt, y'all, that Southern Cobb solid today went to town on my Big Fatty, went to town on your colon, and you tooted all afternoon. What else is new? See, y'all, we have gotten our first information about our upcoming cruise of a lifetime, and y'all, we had to go in and register online, and y'all, we went and looked at the excursions, and nothing really jumped out at us, so we're just going to wait till we get on the ship and get the final list of excursions. But y'all, we're all checked in, and y'all, it's 2 weeks from tomorrow we get on that aluminium tube of death, and y'all, I just thought I'd read you what the parties are for the cruise. Y'all, the party themes are borderless. That's where we have One World Without Borders, the Red Light Burlesque, the Warriors, the Summer White Party, the Dog Tag Tea Dance, the Classic Disco Tea Dance, and then something called the Soaked tea dance, where you're guaranteed to get wet. But y'all, there'll be much more, and all kind, they'll give us the entertainment and all that kind of stuff coming up soon. But y'all, it's just 2 weeks away before we leave. I said, now y'all, this may be spoiler alert, Turniphead, and anyone else who hadn't seen the Wednesday Big Brother app. But y'all, looks like old Cody is heading out the door, and we'll see if that actually happens. But y'all, I've been reading online, and y'all, they're saying that later tonight on the live eviction, y'all, it's going to be a double elimination. Big Fatty, you had one of those yesterday morning. It was a very different double elimination. Oh, okay. Well, it smells like you had one in your pants at the coal mine today. Well, anyway, so y'all, and I read that the finale of the Big Brother is not going to be until the 20th of September. So we will be back from the cruise of a lifetime in time to see the finale of that. So needless to say, Big Fretter is excited. Yes, Big Fretty! Y'all, I saw on the 20 that Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda is up in the Chicago's visiting the Ginger Bear. Big Fatty, we love Melissa Miranda Melinda. y'all, wish her luck. Big Fatty. Y'all, I wanted to know when the different quiz programs were going to be debuting. And y'all, you might want to get out your pencil on this. Big Fatty, you're going to play the get out your pencil? No, I'm not going to play that music. But anyway, y'all, the dancing is going to premiere on Monday the 18th. Big Fatty, you'll be back from the cruise. I will. And that's going to be at 8 p.m. on ABC. Big Brother finishes up on the Wednesday of that week. Y'all, it's a two-hour finale. It starts at 8 p.m. Y'all, the Star Trek Discovery says that it is going to be premiering on CBS at 8:30 p.m. in the evening. after the 60 Minutes premieres on the 24th, but I thought that was going to be on the All Access only. Maybe they're going to put it on the TV machine also for the first one. Y'all, The Good Doctor. This is a big thing. Is that about Dr. Stone? No, it's not. But y'all, it's called The Good Doctor, and it premieres on the 25th. On ABC at 10 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, it stars Norman Bates, or the actor that played Norman Bates. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to disassociate him from Norman Bates, but I'm going to give it a whirl. Y'all, The Survivor premieres on the 27th of September at 8 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, The SEAL Team. SEAL Team, that's a new show on the CBS, and y'all, it one of the stars of it was Norman Bates' brother, and y'all, he's kind of hot, so I'm going to take a look at that, and y'all, then later that night at 10 p.m. in the evening is the return of the Designated Survivor. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I know some of you are looking forward to the reboot of The Will and Grace. That's going to be on the 28th of September. Y'all, if you like those Gordon Ramsay shows, The Hell's Kitchen is going to debut on Fox at 8 p.m. on Friday the 29th. And y'all, then on October the 1st, y'all, The Toy Box, you know, that was one of those new quiz programs. And The Shark Tank, they're both debuting that Sunday night. And y'all, the only thing I didn't see was the Big Run, but y'all, it says that it's not going to come back until mid-season. So I'm not real happy about that, but so be it. My mother sent me a little story, and I just thought I'd read it to you real quick. Tired of being broke and stuck in an unhappy marriage, a young husband decided to solve both problems by taking out a large insurance policy on his wife, with himself as the beneficiary, and then arranging to have her killed. A friend of a friend put him in touch with a nefarious dark side underworld figure who went by the name Artie. Artie explained to the husband that his going price for snuffing out a spouse was $10,000. Well, the husband said he was willing to pay that amount, but it wouldn't be able to have the cash on hand until he could collect his wife's insurance money. Artie insisted on being paid at least something up front, so the man opened his wallet and displayed a single dollar coin that rested inside. Artie sighed, rolled his eyes, and reluctantly agreed to accept the dollar as down payment for the dirty deed. A few days later, Artie followed the man's wife to the local Costco. There, he surprised her in the produce department and proceeded to strangle her with his gloved hands. As the poor, unsuspecting woman drew her last breath and slumped to the floor, the manager of the produce department stumbled unexpectedly onto the murder scene. Unwilling to leave any living witnesses behind, old Artie had no choice but to strangle the produce manager as well. However, unknown to Artie, the entire proceedings were captured on hidden security cameras. The next day in the newspaper, the headline declared, "Artie chokes two for $1 at Costco." That is horrible. Jimmy Bear would never submit that one. No. Yeah, Gussie, that is awful. Just awful. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. I know that Mola Man and that Adam Burns are going to have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I'm going to put a picture of my cod from Gus Chad and Moose up, but I think I'm going to wait until maybe sometime next week. So we'll check on that then. let's see. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that old Crooked Hat, Adam Burns. And, you know, Adam, I know you're turning 39, and yes, you've completed your 39th year, so you're starting your 40th, but Big Fatty is now 61. What do you think?
I've mentioned this before. It's super old.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's correct. 61 is near death.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.